The time is 10 o'clock UTC on the 29th of April 2006, and this is Audio Wikinews News Briefs. Today's headlines: US web host target of denial of service attack. The service of a US web hosting company that hosts several high-profile websites was the target of several denial of service attacks on Friday. Hosting Matters, a web host located in Jacksonville, Florida, experienced an abnormal surge in internet traffic at approximately 10 o'clock a.m. EDT, 1400 UTC. Upstream providers confirmed shortly afterward that one of their servers was the target of a massive denial of service attack. System administrators took steps to isolate the target server from the network. Partial recovery was achieved and minor disruptions were reported after 12 noon EDT. Iran to compromise. Cheney-Rumsfeld allegedly block negotiations. Veteran anti-nuclear activist and journalist Parfail Bedway claims that while Iranian authorities will not sacrifice Iran's rights under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, NPT, to engage in peaceful activities, including uranium enrichment for power generation, they are also keen to reach a deal or compromise on the nuclear issue and are working diplomatic channels to let it be known that Tehran wants talks that will lead to a peaceful resolution of the nuclear issue. So far, according to claims by Raw Story, United States Vice President Dick Cheney and Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld have obstructed the process of diplomatic discussions which could help solve the conflict between the United States and Iran. The conflict involves alleged threats by the United States to attack Iran and Iran's alleged intention to develop nuclear weapons. U.S. members of Congress arrested over Sudan protest. 11 protesters, including 5 members of Congress, were arrested on charges of disorderly conduct and unlawful assembly. Protesting the ongoing atrocities in the Sudan region, Representative Tom Lantos, District of California, a Holocaust survivor and the founder of the Congressional Human Rights Caucus, said from the steps of the Sudanese embassy, "The slaughter of the people of Darfur must end." City of Buffalo, New York, fighting lawsuit against hotel proposal. Buffalo, New York, Councilmember Joseph Golombek has responded to the lawsuit filed against the City of Buffalo for allegedly fast-tracking a hotel that will be built on the corner of Elmwood and Forest Avenues in Buffalo. The lawsuit, followed by attorney Arthur J. Giacalone, was filed in New York State Supreme Court on April 21, 2006. A preliminary hearing is scheduled to take place at 9:30 a.m. on June 8 in the Supreme Court building at 50 Delaware Avenue in Buffalo on the 8th floor, Part 31. We invite you to visit wikinews.org for up-to-date news and information. This has been Audio Wikinews News Briefs. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of your day. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.